All right, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Lady Diva Live Radio. Let's jazz it up. That is Treat Yourself, that track right there. Here I am, your host with the most, Lady Diva, on air now. Phone lines are open. All right, everyone. I would like to introduce you to a funk jazz artist that's been in the music industry for a pretty good while. His name is Pablo Ojeda. Welcome, Pablo, to my platform.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
That track right there, Treat Yourself. Good Lord, who is on the drums and the horns? I love it.
Oh, thank you. So it's interesting, and we may get into this a little bit, but the stuff that I've been putting out as a solo artist was all started during the whole COVID thing. So, you know, not having any other musicians around, that particular track, there's a drum loop, and then I'm playing bass, guitar, and keyboard, and I wanted to have some good horns on there, so I contacted my friend John Nastos, who's a great sax player here in Portland, and sent him the track, and he added his sax to it, so it's pretty much just two people on that track.
Oh, wow, you did a great job. And what year was that track released? Was it? It was just 2020 or 2021?
2020.
Okay. Well, I love it. That one is called Treat Yourself. Yes. So I would like to introduce the listening audience. This is Pablo Ojeda, and he has been in the funk music for a pretty good while. He started off listening to such greats like James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and of course, Parliament. And he also, him and his brother Ricardo, formed one of the Northwest's most popular funk bands, Rubberneck. Rubberneck toured the United States several times. And opening acts for Maceo Parker, War, the Grey Boar All-Stars, and so on and so forth. So let's give Pablo a welcome, and we're going to continue on with the show. So I'd like to ask you, Pablo, where are you calling from?
So typically I would be in the Portland area, since that's where I live here in Oregon, but I'm actually vacationing this weekend, so I'm up in Washington, kind of out in the middle of nowhere in an Airbnb.
Okay, great. So tell us about Portland over there. What's going on over there?
Oh, man, Portland has a great music scene, especially for, jazz and funk and that kind of thing. I mean, there's some great musicians doing a lot of great things out here. People like Farnell Newton, who's a trumpet player. He's played with Jill Scott and Bootsy Collins. He lives out here. Arietta Ward, who I believe you had on your show a few weeks back or a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Lawson, amazing singer. I mean, there's just so many musicians out here. It's a great scene.
I told Arietta I want to come and see her live on stage. So don't be surprised if you see me in the audience somewhere. Yeah, Arietta, yes. And you, of course. And thank you for that information. So I would like for you, Pablo Ojeda, to introduce yourself to the curious listeners out there. What would you tell them about yourself?
Well, like you mentioned, I started off mostly with the band called Rubberneck, and we did have quite a bit of success here in the Northwest, an opening for those acts, touring. We even lived in Spain for a summer playing music when we first started out. And so that was an adventure, but after that, I've played with a couple of other bands here and there, but, the bass player is always kind of in the background, just trying to hold it down, hold down the groove. But, with this whole COVID thing, I was just kind of stuck at home all the time and really wanted to get some music out. And I had some ideas and started recording things. And, before you knew it, I had a few songs done and I was really liking what was coming out. And I thought, maybe I'll just release this, maybe release like a little solo thing and see what happens.
Yeah, well, you've done a very good job. I think when folks are stuck in the home, and you get a little creative. And I will go into mentioning this newest single, Thankful. It's been blowing up lately. So what's the story behind the music, Pablo?
So this one, you know, when you're writing music, it can take all kinds of shapes and forms. And sometimes you sit down and a song will just come out just right away and you just feel really good about it. And other times you have ideas that are just kind of running around in your head for a long time and you don't know what to do with it. I had this bass line kind of running around in my head for a while. And, you know, one of these days that was just sitting around playing with music, playing my bass, listening to some different drum loops and things like that, I found a drum loop that I really liked. And I thought, I wonder if that bass line that's been going around in my head would work with this drum loop. So put those together, and then it just came together really quickly after that. You know, I really liked the way that sounded. Started, you know, I found some guitar samples that I really liked. I play guitar, but I'm not a great guitar player. And I found these really, you know, these really funky guitar parts. So I added those to the song. And then once I got it to that point that I was really liking the way it sounded, I reached out to my good friend John again and said, hey, can you lay down some horns for this thing?
Wow. Well, here we go. What the fans are asking for. Here is Thankful, and you stand at Hot Seat, Pablo. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Mindful by Pablo Ager. All right, Pablo, tell us where the music is streaming at and where they can purchase that single at online.
The song's available on all platforms, so you can stream it on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, you know, all of the usual suspects, and you can download it from all of those as well.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, the fans want to know where they can follow up with you on social media. So go right ahead and give them the link information.
Yeah, I think I'm probably most active on Instagram, and my Instagram is, I'll spell it out. So it's Pabs PDX Bass. So it's P-A-B-S PDX Bass. And that's on Instagram. Facebook is the same thing, facebook.com/PabsPDXBass. Let's see, what other ones do I have? I'm also on YouTube. So they're all pretty much the same kind of handle. Twitter, all of those usual things. I just started a TikTok, but not very active on there, but I think Instagram is the best place to follow me on.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Just to let everyone know, I am calling from Evansville, Indiana, and this show will be recorded. Check me out with this show being played also on WJBC Radio here in Evansville, Indiana, 99.9. And thank you all for tuning in. So as we move along with the show, Pablo, is there any future music projects to come? Our fans want to know.
That's a good question. So really, a lot of this is new to me. You know, like I said, when the whole COVID thing happened and the shutdown happened, actually one other thing that I didn't mention was just as that started and the lockdown started, I also lost my job. That I have like a regular day job, and I lost my job right at the same time. So that was, you know, part of the thing that instigated all of this was, you know, being at home all day with nothing to do, locked in, started recording music because it was a great outlet for me. It really kept my mind busy and being creative. And so this is all new to me, you know, releasing this music as a solo artist for the first time, being, you know, in the spotlight. So it is something I've been toying around with, you know, as far as if things get a little better here with the situation, you know, I don't know, putting together some musicians and performing this music live. I do have another band that I perform with. It's more of a Latin-based band called Sabroso. And we do perform here and there. But, you know, as far as live performances, it's kind of up in the air now with the whole COVID thing kind of coming back again.
Yeah.
But for the recording as well, you know, it's really kind of a, as the inspiration strikes, you know, I had that big burst of inspiration for the EP. Then a few months later, I had a little burst of inspiration for Treat Yourself. And so it's kind of hard to say, you know, when the next things are going to come out.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of encouragement here on this platform will hopefully encourage you to move further into your music. I'll be following you for life, and you always welcome to come back on your new music projects. So I would like to ask you, what is the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans out there to get out of this new single, Thankful?
Well, I think during this time when things have been pretty tough on a lot of people, I think music is just such a great release, and hopefully people will listen to this and, you know, it'll get them moving a little bit, you know, get you tapping your toes and kind of forget about some of those problems. Yeah. So that's really, just thanks. Yeah. I just want people to feel good, you know, and get moving and forget about those problems for a little bit.
Yes. That's a great melody. Great tune. I thank you for that. It really twisted my head around and got me to contact you and search you, and I thank you. So at this time, Pablo, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all those loved people that have supported you in your music journey. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just like to thank everybody that's been listening. Like I said, this is all new to me. I just put it out there and just said, you know, hey, let's see what happens. And I've just been really surprised at, you know, the number of people that have been listening to the music and the good fortune that I've had so far with these projects. I never would have imagined, you know, on Spotify, I'm up to over 4,000 monthly listeners, which was shocking to me. I was truly shocked. Yeah, and just, you know, seeing, you know, I get the reports about the music and seeing that it's been being played in, you know, Japan and Russia and Australia.
Yes.
And it's just
yes.
all just so shocking and new to me that I'm just very, you know, not pun intended, but, you know, thankful for all of what's happening.
I think the single Thankful is something for you to be thankful for. So take it as it is. And we're going to give you an applause for Thankful. How about that? And all the persons that have supported you. I have another track called Gotta Move. What's the story behind the music on Gotta Move?
So this is one of the first songs that I wrote when, you know, everything happened. And it's kind of a twofold with the name. One is Gotta Move in terms of, you know, when things are bad and, you know, you feel like there's nothing you can do. You got to move. You know, you got to do
yeah.
something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other meaning is like, you know, with most of my music, when you hear it, I hope that you feel like, you know, I got to move to this song.
yeah. Got it. So since we're coming towards the end of our show, any words of encouragement you would like to give, Pablo, while we're dealing with these dark times, or any advice you want to give to any other musicians?
Yeah, I just say, you know, if there's something that's been in your head, on your mind that you feel like, no, I can't do that, or, you know, especially, you know, with something creative like music, if you feel like, eh, no one's going to like it or I can't do it, just do it, you know, just get it out there, even if it's just for yourself, even if no one listens to it, get it out there because it's going to make you feel better. You're going to have something to work on, something to focus on, and you know, creativity and music and arts, it's a healer. It heals. So that's what I would have to say.
All right. Thank you for that information. Could you go ahead and give your social media information again, please, Pablo?
Yeah. Instagram is probably going to be the best. And the Instagram handle is PabsPDXBass. So it's PabsPDXBass. And that's most of my friends, my close friends, instead of calling me Pablo, they call me Pabs. So I just got
okay.
Pabs PDX Bass.
Okay, got it. And thank you for that information. Well, we're coming to an end of our show. Thank you, Pablo, Aida, for coming on my platform. You're always welcome to come back with any new music projects. You're my friend. I'll be following you for life. And I want to thank you for your participation. You did great. You did really great.
Well,
so
thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I want to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Lady Diva Live Radio here on Let's Jazz It Up. I want to say thank you, everyone. Be safe out there. This is what I'm going to play next is Gotta Move. And I want to thank everyone. This is Lady Diva signing out. Good night, everyone.